Blackstone Audio presents Words Without Music, a memoir by Philip Glass. This book is read by Lloyd James. For my children, Juliet, Zach, Cameron, and Marlo. Opening. If you go to New York City to study music, you'll end up like your Uncle Henry, spending your life traveling from city to city and living in hotels. That was my mother, Ida Glass, when she heard of my plans. I was sitting with her at the kitchen table in my parents' house in Baltimore, having come back home after graduating from the University of Chicago. Uncle Henry, a cigar-smoking bantamweight with a heavy Brooklyn accent, was married to Aunt Marcella, my mother's sister, who herself had escaped from Baltimore a full generation before me. Uncle Henry was, in fact, a drummer. He had dropped out of dental school shortly after the end of World War I to become an itinerant musician, playing for the next 50 years, mainly in vaudeville houses and holiday hotels, and with dance bands all over the country. In his later years, he played in the hotels of the Catskills, known then, and actually still now, as the Borscht Belt. He was probably playing in one of those hotels, Grossinger's, I'd bet, at that time in the spring of 1957, when I was planning my future. In any case, I liked Uncle Henry, and thought he was a pretty good guy. Truth be told, I was far from horrified by the prospect of traveling from city to city and living in hotels. I was rather looking forward eagerly to that, a life filled with music and travel, and completely thrilled with the whole idea. And, as it turned out many decades later, my mother's description was completely accurate.